You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
A special bracha. Give us a bracha to be like the stars of the Shemayim. And then you see also we have blessed that in the end of the portion that we go through every morning, it's called slaughtering of Yitzhak Avinu. In the end of the chapter, it's brought that Hashem gave the blessing to Avraham Avinu that your children will be like the shore, Kehol Hayam, like a sand. So now, there's a big difference. At one point, we are blessed to be like a sand. And on the other hand, we are blessed to be like the Star of Shemayim. What does that mean? What's special about the stars?
They have light.
Moon doesn't have light. Sun, it has light. So which is greater? To be like a star or like a moon, like a sun? Which one?
Sun?
No. Sun or the star?
Sun.
But here, we are blessed to be like a?
Star.
So why? What's so special to be like a star?
Sun is only one, but a star is so many.
What's the size of, what's the size do you see, the star? Not that actual size.
No.
The star is very small and the sun is big and it's in the daylight. Which is greater, to be
star
shining in the night or in the day?
Night.
Day. Chazak Baruch. Day? What is it? Night? It's better to shine at night?
Yeah.
Why? You don't like daylight?
Well, we like
it. I thought people like daylight.
Rare.
What's rare?
Have light
and dark. Is it rare? So that means, what is it to us?
In the dark, when you're light.
It's good?
It's good.
It's good to be in the darkness?
It makes your bright, your light brighter.
Why?
It gives you
why? What's wrong with
that? That's how the contrast
is. I understand, but the night is scary.
It is.
No?
But it allows you to be brighter.
You cannot see anything. You cannot see anything. You have to turn on the light and you look at the electrical bill and so on. And then people fall down and this and that. Huh? They get into accident, God forbid. Huh? Which is better? Daylight. Chazak Baruch. But here, we are blessed with a very special blessing, and that is that we have the potential to be like the star. What does that mean? The Persian, they have saying, they say, light over light. What does that mean? Light over light. You heard this expression? Persian, they say. They said, Nur ala Nur. You know what that means? That means Hashem Yarachem. That means, where is this one came from? They say, this is Nur ala Nur. That means, I never imagined such a thing would happen. No, like say you take care of so many things, and the one that you never thought, whatever, they call it Nur ala Nur. So now here, Shabbat Shalom, give the remedy for Nur ala Nur. So Yehudi is a star. What does that mean? Star lights in the night. So that does mean, that means Yehudi has such a unique force that even though that the night comes, he lights. The darker it becomes, it says, so what? So what? Not that he wants the darkness, but even the darkness, he lights. That's what the Yehudi is all about. That means he's a real star. No, you say, no, he's a star. No, it's not a star. The real star is to be able to shine when it's
dark.
It's dark. No, not that he's looking for the darkness. That means if, let's say, something that was not expected, something that he never, imagined to happen, He's not into like chas v'shalom panicking, worrying, you know, getting out of hand and things like that. No, this is not Yehudi. Yehudi is a star. When it becomes dark, so what? I'm here, give you light. You know, it's very interesting. People will go on a flight and then they bring things back. Like I say, they bring a bag of potato chips. What's the tax on the bag of potato chips? They charge taxes? Flight? No? Custom? No? How about bring a refrigerator? There's a tax on it?
What is what?
Refrigerator. Uh-huh. Or oven. They charge tax?
No.
Well, let's say you bring... They do? Yeah. Or bring a car. Bring a car.
Yeah,
they bring a car, like from... What kind of car you like?
Tesla.
Kia. Sorry?
Bugatti.
Porsche?
Tesla.
What is that?
It's a new car.
Uh-oh. What's the tax on it? What's the difference between the potato chips bag and what is this car?
Tesla.
Yeah. So taxes are more?
No.
Why?
The potato chips, they don't charge tax.
They don't?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because it's food, you eat it.
The food is, you eat it? No, but if your car go, let's say, pickles or olives, they charge taxes, no? Of course, yeah. You know, the markets and so on, huh?
The quantities, yes, of course.
Of course they charge. Yeah. So if it's a small thing, there's no taxes. But if, what's a car? Whatever that is. So you have a tax on it. Isn't that interesting? So it means the bigger, more important it is, then you get a stock in the custom, huh? Yeah, that's what the message here is. Yehudi, the more value it has, and they see in Shamayim, then they charge them taxes. The special tax is called Yisurin. But if it's a little bitty like potato chips, you say, free. But the more you value, the more, that you have potential to grow, then they want to stop you. So that's what the whole blessing of Shalom, Shalom is all about. That sometimes it becomes dark. I'm going to do not. I never expected this. Shalom, Shalom is reminding us, Yehudi Amiti, it's like a star. So what? Dark is my area. I'm going to give you shine. I'm going to give you shine. I'm not worried about these things. They're going to scare me. That's what the Yehudi is all about. Kechovei HaShamayim LaRov. And that's what the connection between the Birkei Avraham Avinu Shalom and Birkei Shalom Shalom. What's the shor do? What does it do? The sand, what does it do? What does it do? What's the task of the shor? Chol HaYam, what do they do? You know, it's very interesting. You go to the ocean, and then you see the wave says, I'm coming. The shore says, Bachalomot, what do you think? I'm going to stop you. Can you imagine this? You see the wave? Shh. Say, I'm going to come. So what do you think? Chiyar kardi. I'm going to stop you. This isn't going to let it. And that's what Yehudi is all about. The talatom, the wave, the storm, Yehudi is like a chol hayam. It's going to stop it. If the chol hayam was not protecting the wave, you know what would happen? Destroy everything. And that's what the whole task of Yehudi is, to be like the sound of the shore. Not everything that comes and attacks you, you pull back. Sometimes people run away. It's going to happen. It's going to be. He's going to stand there, Chazak. Rabbi. He's not going to let it to come in. No matter what. He's going to stop it. So exactly the connection between Birkei Moshe Baruch Shalom and Kochavei Hayam. When it's dark, Emunatecha, Badilot. I have no worries. I'm okay. I give my light. I go on. I'm not going to stop. Nothing can stop me. Exactly like the shore of the Yam. The wave, so what? I'm here to stop it. I'm not worried about these things. And that's what the task here is. Yehudi. Chazak. Rabbi. Kavi. It's very interesting. The Persian used this word. It's Kaveh Lashem. Kaveh means hope. Kaveh means hope. Then Persian, they call this term, it's a Charakoveh. Kavi. What does it mean? That means, we learn from here, if you have hope, you're Kavi. But if you don't have hope, what's going to happen to you? Sosto Bijan, they call it. That means the hope gives you strength. And that's what you have to always remind yourself. I have to be happy. I have to be Rabbi. I have to have hope. And nothing it can bother me. Nothing can make more in me. Why? Because I'm a star. Real star. Even though it's night, I'm going to give my light and no matter what. Shem Yisakenu to be Chakobe Asil. Was that a shame?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.